Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the Voice of the American Redoubt. Here where we are shedding the light of truth on the lies, and we've got a lot of that to get to today. Hopefully we can encourage you, inform you, and truly inform you, unlike the inaccurate statements by some previously in the last couple of weeks who said they were just providing information to try to inform you, but it was disinformation, and we are dispelling that this week, so I'm going to get right to it. But I want to first of all thank our sponsor for this segment, Werks Holsters, W-E-R-K-Z, Werks.com, for your custom-made holster needs. Made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. And I'm going to remind you of a couple of events that I want you to put on your calendar. Both of these are available by going to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, clicking on the highlights and resources posting for today's show. And you should be able to find the banners also on the side for the 2018 Inland Northwest Freedom Fest. That's going to be taking place September 14th and September 15th. That's a Friday evening and then all day Saturday, numerous speakers. Not the least of which is the keynote speaker from Wall Builders, Dave Barton. And then the following weekend on September 22nd through the 23rd in Sandpoint, Idaho, the Inland Northwest Preparedness Expo. Both of these events are going to be in Bonner County. So mark your calendar, September 14th and 15th and September 22nd and 23rd. Get all of the information by clicking on the banner or the highlights and resources posting and print out your event poster there. Okay, now, so we don't run out of time, we've got a lot to cover. As you guys know, we've been exposing the lies that an individual here, a former senator who failed to win in an election, the people said they don't want him. His name is John Smith. His name is John Smith from Stevens County, lying about many of the patriots with the help of Ozzy Knezevich in uniform, spreading disinformation, spreading straight up lies about Marble, about Liberty State, trying to tie it to a white supremacist movement. And it has completely been debunked. The sheriff challenges people to not take their word for it, but to do their own research. And I want to turn that challenge back on the sheriff, Ozzy Knezevich. You need to start doing your research and stop listening to the hate. You said we need to stop the hate. Well, I agree. And now's the time. You need to take the first step, sheriff, by stop helping to advance the hate. Matter of fact, I would even challenge you to contact the folks from Marble yourself. They'd be happy to reach out to you. You're going to see that you've been lied to by this John Smith. What needs to be set aside is the hatred that you have toward Representative Matt Shea, because this is not helping things at all. You're advancing lies, you're advancing libel and slander. And in uniform, you're doing it under the color of authority, and this is not good. Not good at all. These are straight up lies that you're allowing this individual a platform. So, and we I've got the proof and I've done the research. So anyway, I went up to Marble yesterday and I sat down and I spoke with just one of many. I've spoken to many members of the Marble community. Great God-fearing folks. So I want to turn this over right now to this. Listen to this objectively, people. Listen to this objectively. This is the sheriff who in the same broadcast said these people pointing to John Smith's notes. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow night, saying these people want a civil war. And he's talking about liberty. He says, that's not liberty, the state of liberty. That's not my idea of liberty. Trying to tie the Liberty State movement into a white supremacist movement and saying these people at Marble want a civil war. Nothing could be further from the truth. So with that, I want to turn this over to this interview that I conducted yesterday with one of the members of Marble. There will be more. I'll be bringing more of this to you. It's time. It's time to shine the light of truth on the lies, and they are lies. Folks, remember, keep this in mind. These attacks could happen to you, they could happen to your pastor, they could happen to your friends at any moment. If you stand for truth, and you stand for righteousness, and you stand for God's word, these very same attacks could come to you. So what are you going to do? Are you going to stand by those righteous people? Do you want people standing by you when you're under attack? I hope so. I'm sure you do. Well, I'm standing by my friends, because they've proven themselves over and over. And I know them personally, and I can say unequivocally that these are lies, that the attempt to malign them by drawing this white supremacist line and correlation to the Liberty State Movement and Marble is weak at best. It's deceptive, if not even criminally slanderous and libelous. So take a listen. This is Doug. This is me with Doug up at Marble yesterday. Okay, as I mentioned last Sunday on the show, we're not done with this. This is far from over. We're going to be pushing back. This is absolutely necessary for us to be able to push for. It's necessary that we push back against lies. You can attack me. You can say things about me. But when you say things about my friends, people that I know to be God-fearing patriots, good righteous people with huge hearts that are maligned, lied about, and attacked, slandered. I'm not going to stand for it, and the rest of the patriot community are not standing for it. So, I mentioned last week, as long as I've known the folks in Marble, specifically the Birds, and I've gotten to know so many other people in the Marble community. And they've really, truly have become very close to my heart. And then what I had mentioned was last week, in the last 5 years that I've known them, we've sat around campfires, we've sat around in people's homes privately, late night conversations. There's been so many opportunities for people to really express what's really in the deepest, darkest parts of their heart. And they have, and never, ever have I heard anyone from the Marble community express hatred toward any other group, toward anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, anti-black, any white supremacist, anything like this, ever, ever. I wouldn't associate with them if that were even present. So I want to bring somebody else's testimony into this. And we're going to be talking to some folks from within the Marble community. And I have a guest right here, somebody I've just grown to really love over the last several years now, probably 4 years I've known him. Hard worker, dedicated, truly loves the Lord, loves people, selflessly sacrificing year after year for others, placing others before himself, really exemplifying what Christ called us to be, to serve others. And so it's a pleasure. I want to invite Doug from the Marble community. Doug, thanks for being with us.
Hey, JJ, good to be with you. Most people don't know that not only am I a citizen of Marble, but my relationship actually predates my moving up to Marble. And what I mean by that is I was in Texas when I heard about, at that time there were a group called Legacy led by Barry Nan Bird, and I got through a mutual pastor friend of mine. I was associate pastor at a church down in Texas when I met them, and I got on their mailing list, listened to them. I enjoyed their music, their bluegrass music. So prior to moving up to Marble, I was there in Texas. Now the odd thing for me is, being a Southern guy, I just happened to be a patriot-minded believer, a servant of the Lord, who just, by the way, happens to have darker skin than you.
Right.
Now, your skin, in the modern vernacular, they would call you white. They would refer to me as black. So, but right. In reality, we're pretty much the same. If we get cut, we're going to bleed red.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? This is just unbelievable that we're even having to discuss this or even have to defend somebody
who, these are whole lies. These are whole, completely fabricated lies. And you know, you're black. The birds are white. It is completely irrelevant. None of us even see skin color at all. When there's worship, when there's events, when there's patriot events, I see Christian patriots working together toward the same goal to advance the kingdom of heaven, to be Christ-like, and to preserve those conservative, traditional American values that this country was founded on. And there's some people that can't stand that, so they have to resort to all-out lies. How long have you been with Marble now, then?
So, that's a good question. I moved up here in 1995, and when I moved up here, and I've been here for basically 23 and a half years now, not only am I have been an active part of the community and the church, I've seen when I moved up here in 95, I think 2 years later, I actually became part of the leadership team out here in the community and in the church.
Yes.
And not only that, I have a pretty prominent position in one of the healthcare facilities here in Stevens County. And, you know, the scripture is pretty clear about if anybody that desires to be a leader in the church, they should have a good report of both inside and outside the church. So I'm pleased to say that not only is my, you know, I think I have a good name in the church, but I think I have a pretty good name outside the church amongst the people in the healthcare industry where I work. Yeah. So being a part of that, but being a part of the community is what makes me tick. Being a part of the vision here is what makes me tick. And like I said, I've never, not one time since I've been here, in the 23 and a half years since I've been here, there's never been one inkling of any type of racial overtone about anything about white supremacy, anything about the races, anything about any of that. We've all just said we're Bible loving people, we're Christ loving people, and we want to do all that we can do for the cause of Christ. And yes, that it means being salt and light in the earth and in our county. And so we believe that,
right?
Irrespective of how we're packaged on the outside.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's what I've seen. That's what I've seen time and time again. There's some folks that just don't get this. Sadly, we have a sheriff in Spokane County in uniform who allowed a liar and a slanderer to malign the great folks. And we're not talking about, they said Marble, as in the entire community.
That is correct.
They didn't just say Barry and Ann Byrd. Which, and they, there's plenty of people that can stand up and offer testimony for them to vouch that these are complete lies. But the sheriff says, don't take our word for it, people. Do your own research. Well, I have done my research, and all of my research points to this John Smith. All of his testimony are completely fabricated and lies. They go against my own observations and all of the testimony of everyone that I've been able to find to talk about Marble.
Let me interject my experience with John Smith. I know John Smith personally. We've worked in the Republican Party together as friends years ago. So yeah. I know this man. And there's been times when I heard about this interview that came up, I was, to say the least, flabbergasted. And yes, my blood boiled pretty good. But again, the Bible says, "Speak the truth in love." I can walk that divine tension, but I've encountered John Smith over several issues that were just lies. And when I've encountered him face to face, he had no answer for my. Because I said, "John, when you this was regarding an issue before his interview with Sheriff Ozzie, but I said, John, when you say things about the leadership at Marble, you're talking to me because I'm part of the leadership at Marble.
Right.
So you cannot divorce me from the birds. You can't do that. I've been here for 23 years. You can't divorce us. Right. So if you have an issue there, your issue is with me also.
Right.
So I have relationship in that level, and I've challenged him on some of those things. But this is a whole new level that needs to be reckoned with.
Yes.
And I, for one, like you, I'm not willing to sit back and just let this thing play out without addressing it head on.
No, no. Sometimes you just got to let let the negative people just say what they say, and you just ignore them and you move on. This cannot be ignored.
No.
This is intolerable. And I've got, matter of fact, something that he said. Well, there's several things that he has said I want to talk about right after we come back from the break, and this is good. And I also want to remind the listeners to join us tomorrow night. I'm going to be talking more about this. At least tomorrow night on the Sunday evening podcast at 8 p.m. Pacific at www.radiofreeredoubt.com, and join us then. We're with Doug from Marble, an associate pastor as well, correct?
Well, I tell you, you know, my role here has always been part of the leadership team. I was ordained back in Texas before I came up here.
Okay.
So I do function as part of our pastoral team here.
Yeah.
At Marble.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so I want to play a quote from John Smith right after we get back. So stick around. This is The Voice of the American Redoubt.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
Hey, this is Jordan Page, and you are tuned into Radio Free Readout.
All right, we're back here with Doug from Marble. I took the trip to Marble Community to actually talk to some of my friends that I've made over the years in Marble. And if you're just joining us late, I just want to bring you up to speed a little bit. We're talking to someone who's on the leadership at Marble Community in Northeast Washington, recently been maligned and assailed and what's the word?
Slandered.
Thank you.
Libeled.
Gosh, slandered and libeled. Absolutely. And Doug is black, and he's one of several ethnic folks that live in the Marble and are very actively engaged in the Marble community. Now, the Sheriff Ozzy Knezovich said, "Don't take our word for it. Do your own research." So I did, and I have. And I would say that the sheriff is the one who needs to do his research, because I think his research only consists of the false testimony of one individual. Oh, he did get a letter from a person he didn't name, but I know the name of the individual. And this person has been hostile, running with the lies that this John Smith has been putting out anyway, and helping to perpetuate it. But that's something I'm going to get into later. I'm going to save that. But Doug, thanks for hanging around with us and sticking around through the break.
Sure. John's glad to be back again. I like the part about doing your own homework. If some of the assertions that Mr. Smith is making about Marble in general and the birds specifically had any weight to it, I would be living in a most dangerous, hostile environment. But yet I choose to raise my family here and my kids here, knowing that it's one of the safest places that I have ever been in my life. And I've been a lot of places.
Yeah.
So, there was a time where one of my roommates before I got married, he was Jewish to the core. Wonderful guy.
Yeah.
He's in his 80s now, and we have a great relationship. And John just mentioned, we've had other people with diverse ethnicities that have been a part of our community in the past, and even part of our leadership team in the past.
Yeah.
So all the things that are asserted about Mr. Smith, not only are they blatant falsehoods, but they border on the absurd. Again, people that know me professionally, they know where I live. They know my family.
Yeah.
They know where I go to church. And I don't see those people overly concerned about me. Well, I see those people grateful for me.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard any of the other leadership besides yourself at Marble promote any anti-Israel or anti-Jewish or anti any type of other racial remarks in your private conversations, these meetings, anything?
Never have. And if I did, believe me, I'd be the first one who would be addressing it.
Yeah.
And if I felt like I needed to address it at all, I probably didn't need to be there. But the fact that I've been here 23 and a half years is the testament to the fact that there hadn't been one ounce of a whisper of right. anything along those lines.
Right.
And people that know me, they know I'm not a check your brain at the door and just go along to get along. I'm not wired that way.
Right, right. The other thing, too, that I've noticed in my research is that this Pete that the birds were previously affiliated with, as soon as they started going anti-Israel, this anti-Jewish type of sentiment, no mixed marriages, that kind of thing, they left. They chose not to be part of that anymore. They said, this does not line up with our views. And then, you know, you have mixed marriages in Marble. I mean, this evidence right there that the accusations don't line up with the views of the senior leadership in Marble.
That is absolutely accurate, John. You know, not only that, we even have an official church position paper repudiating anything of Christian identity, of British Israel, any neo-Nazism, repudiating those assertions.
Sure.
So any of that can be easily debunked.
Okay. I want to play a direct quote from John Smith from this one of the, I think this was the number two, or I believe this was the second in a three-part series that Ozzy Knezevich helped facilitate. Listen to this.
And he would use this as a demonstration, and he would say, see, you just need to find somebody who has woken up and who sees the truth. And then when they come and accuse you of being a racist, you can bring out your black friend or you can bring out your Mexican friend and you can say, I'm not racist. I just believe in the truth. I'm being misrepresented. Is those same white supremacist ideals from the 80s and 90s and even before, they're being repackaged and reprocessed. And you're seeing them invite folks of color into their ranks as long as they accept the idea that the Jews are the real problem, and as long as they accept the worldview of the general worldview, well then, yeah, these are our friends, and they want to have them.
So this is very craftily done, in my opinion. Every one of the God and Country celebrations that I've ever attended, I've seen folks from, I've seen blacks, I've seen Hispanics, I've seen Oriental folks from all over, Russian and Ukrainian and European and everything else. So what's your response to his statement there about being the black guy that's being brought out when they're accused of being racist? How does that make you want to respond?
Well, I can't tell you in my heart of hearts how it really makes me want to respond, but I can tell you this, that I'm not anybody's token anything for any place, for any wife, for any situation. I came here as following the leading of the Lord.
Yes.
And when God brought the birds into my life, it was a divine appointment. And the history and the testimony to that is still going on.
Amen.
And to think that I would be, to assume that people would be that ignorant and that uninformed or that naive to be used as a pawn to advance some kind of an agenda that's hidden. That dog just don't hunt where I live, and I just don't understand where people could get hold of that. And again, if I would invite John, I would invite the sheriff to come out here and see himself. I would invite him to meet me at the gates and say, "Oh, taste and see if this is something that's contrived or made up."
Maybe that would be part of the research that he tells people that they should do.
Absolutely, he should do it.
Okay, let me ask you one other thing before we wrap up here. And I want to thank you for your time. I wish we had more time, and maybe we can do a follow-up. But we do got to wrap up. But Sheriff Ozzy Knezevich sat there in uniform, pointing to the notes sitting in front of John Smith, saying, these people want a civil war. And he said he has taken the information that was sent by this anonymous person about the Liberty State But he was maligning the Liberty State. He pointed to the notes in front of John Smith and said, these people, referring to Marble, and the Liberty State proponents, these people want a civil war. What do you say to that?
I would say jurisprudence 101. Somebody's opinions should never be taken as fact without due process of pursuing that, number one.
Yep.
And number two, since when does somebody that has an opinion become the expert on the subject matter? Right. And again, that's just, again, I'm a simple guy. But the beauty of our American jurisprudence system is it gives the power of the jury. It that's some common sense in the common man. And I would just say anybody that would make those hyperbolic word. Anybody that would make an assertion like that, those are the people that have the problem seeing clearly, not the people that they're pointing to.
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely. Hey, I want to thank you for taking the time. This is spiritual warfare at its finest. Absolutely.
Well, John, I appreciate you having me on. I could talk about this stuff for hours.
I know.
Anytime that you'd like another perspective from somebody that's actually not only been there and done that, but is still here and is still doing that, you just let me know, and I'll be glad to give you as much time as you like.
So no second thoughts after these latest revelations by John Smith. You don't have any second thoughts about your relationship with Marble?
John who?
Right, exactly.
Thank you, but no thank you.
I love it. All right, God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I want to thank our sponsor, Riverfront Suites. Go to riverfrontsuites.com for learning more about how you can support a Patriot-owned business. Sleepy St. Joe River in beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho. Riverfrontsuites.com. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast, where we're going to talk about this and more. So you have a blessed weekend. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. God bless.